Longtime Buffalo News sports columnist Larry Felser has died. A Canisius College graduate, Felser started his career at the Buffalo Courier-Express before moving to the Buffalo Evening News in 1965, where he stayed until his retirement in 2001. Even in his retirement, he continued to contribute a weekly column to the news up until last year. He had just celebrated his 80th birthday. Joining us right now to offer some perspective is his former colleague from the news, Mike Harrington. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Mike, first, you have some nice things in common with Larry Felser. You're both local kids, both Canisius grads, and, of course, covered sports at the Buffalo News. As you reflect on Larry Felser this morning, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jay, he was really almost a larger-than-life figure in the sports world, not just in Buffalo, but nationwide. I mean, when I started at the news back in the mid-'80s as an intern, it was, you know, just an amazing thing to even meet Larry Felser and talk to him, let alone have a chance to work with him. But he certainly, he played no favorites, whether you were a big name like Will McDonough or whether you were an intern like Mike Harrington. He really would be willing to talk to anyone, and obviously he loved the fact that I was a Canisius guy like he was. The thing that always struck me about Larry was how he knew everyone, and everyone knew him. And if you met someone from out of town who came to an event, whether it was a college basketball game, a hockey game, a baseball game, they would inevitably ask, how's Larry doing? What's Larry up to? And the number of doors he opened for everyone on our staff was just amazing, right down to sources, working stories, and even back in the day when I was looking for a job outside of Buffalo, Larry gave me some names of people, said, let me know what they think, and, you know, guys would say, I don't have a job right now, and they'd send me a letter back, but tell Larry I said hi, and I'll call him next week, you know, so the breadth of knowledge of people that he had was really incredible.
You know, and that does bring up an interesting point, because, you know, he comes from an origin of over 60 years ago, and I guess, you know, the newspaper industry has always been changing, most certainly is changing at a rapid pace right now, but I'm kind of curious of maybe some quote-unquote old-school values that maybe he brought to the profession that, you know, maybe, I wouldn't say are lacking now, but most certainly it's an experience that newer journalists don't have. Can you maybe reflect on that a little bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, of course, the issue is there's so much television and internet journalism that the print media struggles to stand out. Back in the day, the print media was far and away number one before anyone could even put the letters together that spelled ESPN. You know, the print guys ruled the roost, so to speak. Larry was able to work sources. Larry was able to have opinions that no one else had at the time. You know, now we're just flooded with an overabundance of opinions from all areas of the world. When Larry Felser wrote a column, that was the opinion of the town. You know, the idea, he would always lead his columns, it's one of those opinionated days. Larry Felser's opinion was the number one opinion in town. And that's something that just you don't see anymore in any city. There's just too many opinions out there now. And the thing about Larry, too, is, you know, the fact of covering the first 35 Super Bowls and being only one of, I think, 8 people to do that really set him apart in the football world. And, you know, he was a Pied Piper of the NFL, so to speak, at those big Super Bowl weeks.
You touched upon kind of the new element to media these days, you know, things like Twitter, game day blogging. These are things you have, you know, morphed into in your career as well, and they're part of the responsibilities for today's journalist. And I'm kind of curious, A, if Larry Felser maybe ever commented on some of those changes, and then B, what maybe, and this is a tough one, what maybe Larry Felser, if he was coming into the game these days, what he could have brought to these new elements of media?
Well, it's an interesting question, and you think about an old school columnist, how would they react today with Twitter? The idea that your column is something you spend a lot of time analyzing and thinking about, and it comes out tomorrow morning, and now you have to maybe put a blog up today or, you know, put a few tweets out today. It'd be interesting to see how an older journalist would react to that. But the one thing Larry did always bring to us was the fact that he wanted to be clear, concise, and accurate. He didn't care what was on television at 6 o'clock. You know, the internet moved along and Larry understood where it was going, but it was still about having the most analytical, deep thinking opinion. And the thing is, to me, is that, you know, the sources were incredible. The fact that Larry Felser could just call anyone, that doesn't exist anymore. There's not the trust between the media and sources anymore that there were in the old days, where a Larry Felser could just call up Pete Rozelle or Vince Lombardi. You can't do that anymore, and that's something we've lost in this day and age. When we lose some of these guys like Larry and Will McDonough and that kind of trust is really gone forever.
Well stated, for sure. And that does bring us maybe to the final point. And his relationship with with Ralph Wilson. This is fascinating. Ralph Wilson releases a statement. You know, I won't get into the whole thing, but, you know, quote, "I had tremendous respect for Larry, and we developed a deep friendship that lasted throughout our lifetimes." Interesting, because Larry Felser, I can remember these columns, reading them myself, blasted the Bills, blasted Ralph Wilson at various times. And, you know, I know the news right now dealing with the Sabres, kind of a contentious scenario there. And I'm kind of curious if you can reflect on that type of scenario, how a journalist can develop over the years, despite being a huge critic, that type of relationship with a sports owner.
It's an incredibly fine line, but it's certainly different today. But Larry was there right from day one, in, you know, with the Bills back in 1959 and 60. And I think him and Larry and Ralph really developed that kind of relationship and that trust. And I think Ralph really believed if Larry Felser says I'm doing something wrong, I at least have to take a look at it and see if I'm doing something wrong. And that's how significant Larry Felser was to the Bills. And I don't think Ralph Wilson gets into the Hall of Fame without a lot of discussion, a lot of pushing from guys like Larry Felser in terms of his contribution to the game with being a member of the Foolish Club back with the AFL. So that was always an interesting dynamic when Larry would comment on Ralph's dealings with the Bills. And, you know, the franchise is still hanging on here and Ralph is still hanging on, but you know, the way Larry dealt with Ralph back in the 60s and 70s is something you can't duplicate today.
Wow. Okay. Well, very good, Mike. I appreciate your time this morning.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
Mike Harrington from the Buffalo News this morning commenting on the passing of Larry Felser, who died at the age of 80.